Listen and Live Audio presents Down to the Wire by David Rosenfeld. Read for you by Matt Wolf. If you're a corpse, you should get your name in the paper. That's what Chris Turley always thought should be the bare minimum. But this particular corpse was going to get shut out, at least from Chris's paper, the Bergen News. Chris watched as the poor guy, covered with a blanket, was loaded into the coroner's van. It was a rather unglamorous way to go, knocked over like a bowling ball by a speeding Toyota, whose driver didn't even have the decency to hang around afterwards. Chris was standing, and the victim was lying, on Grand Avenue in Inglewood, New Jersey. It was a mostly commercial area, and there would not have been many people around when the accident took place. Chris imagined that the driver might have gone on to Route 4 and then exited the area to avoid detection and capture, though there were certainly no pursuers to evade. The police were not releasing the victim's name pending notification of his family, assuming he had a family. By the time the name would be made public, it would be past the deadline for Chris to file his story. That meant that the only chance the deceased had to get his actual name in the paper would be if he turned out to be a person of status, unlikely in this Inglewood neighborhood, or if the police were to eventually catch the perpetrator. If the victim were not already dead, Chris would not recommend that he hold his breath waiting for the arrest to be made. Chris had a mental game that he played with himself whenever he covered an event of any kind. He tried to imagine what would have to happen to turn it into a Pulitzer Prize-winning story. Since it was 2 o'clock in the morning in 30-degree weather, he wasn't much in the mood for mental games.